Well, welcome, everybody. Happy Friday. Thanks for joining us. We've got a packed show, as always. Dave Jeffrey is here, first and foremost, from JPM Prototype and Manufacturing. Welcome, Dave.
Thanks, Jeff. It's always good to be with you.
We're going to be talking about manufacturing and some legislation going along with that that not only impacts manufacturing, but business in general. So it's going to be a good discussion around that. We're going to cover a few cyber. There's a pile of cyber issues going on right now.
Way too many.
It's just crazy. Well, let's start out, first and foremost, the latest in the IRS phishing scams. This is kind of a yearly issue, but it's got a new twist on it this year. Because of the shutdown, we're seeing messages coming out that, oh, because of the shutdown, there's an issue. We need to get back with you. We need some additional information. Please click here or just send it back to us. You know, this is the thing that we always howl about is do not click on this. The IRS does not send you email messages. So be aware of that one. Facebook, we talked about that a little earlier this morning on Mike Lewis's program. Facebook has an app out that has been out for a number of months, basically aimed at between the 15-year-old and 35-year-old crowd, and they call it Research App. And want you to download it on your phone. They don't really tell you what's going on with it, but it, in reality, is it's scraping all the data, for lack of a better term, all of your information, location data, just about everything on your phone so that they can track things a little bit better, according to them. Apple was notified of it on Wednesday. The folks at Apple had quite the fit. They actually pulled the certificate off of the App Store where, you, number one, you couldn't get the app, but you couldn't get anything else from Facebook on that as well. So you can't download it, which is good. But for parents and those people, if you have that app, you need to be aware that what is going on. It's basically scraping all your data, as I say. So that's a hot one. Let's talk about Nest security camera. This is another one that's popped up this week. Now, you hear people talk about the Alexa app where, you know, you can talk to it. Well, certainly it's listening to you all the time as well. That's what you want in your house. Dave's shaking his head. And now the Nest security camera, it basically does the same thing. You can control it from your iPhone. It will issue alarms if it detects something, if you can set up those. Well, it's been hacked. It's not the camera itself, but you have to change the passwords. Do not use the default passwords that come with it. And it also has the ability to do what we call two-factor authentication. You can turn that on, so you have to give two passwords to get into it. We highly recommend that one because we've had reports. There's some stories out there. There was a couple in California. The camera issued some sort of an alarm that there was a missile launch coming in from North Korea and that they needed to take shelter. Of course, the family is panicked. There was another one where somebody had hacked into it and was starting to talk to the homeowners. It was, you know, threatening them and things like that. It's like, just what you want is a camera that's now hacked and is in your house. Yeah, no.
This new technology is giving you a lot of comfort, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we're here to help you, I think, is something along that line. But, yeah, that's the big one, the Nest camera. IRS, like I said, Apple. You know, and just data breaches right and left. I don't really talk much about those anymore. You have to be aware of your accounts, keep an eye on things, and don't be clicking on stuff that you're not supposed to. We say always think before you click. So there's all the cyber scary stuff of the day. Let's see, anything else?
Well, you know, Jeff, we're seeing in manufacturing, we're seeing the cyber attacks on a lot of small businesses.
Yeah.
And I think there's this misnomer, this false security that because I'm a small business, I'm not going to be attacked. There's nothing of value for me here in this small business.
Couldn't be less true. It's just you're setting duck as a small business.
So we're really concerned about that. So one of the things we're focusing on from the CAMA side is really trying to help our manufacturers understand the importance of security, securing the systems, especially those that are first, second, third, fourth tier manufacturers for Department of Defense or Department of Energy. Any military contract, the attackers are looking for those backdoors.
And that's absolutely, you know, we go back to the Target discussion of a couple of years ago. Target wasn't the one that was hacked. It was the HVAC company. They found a small organization that was running their cooling systems in the data center. They found the back door, and that's how they got in. So you're right. They're looking for those small players. Colorado Springs in particular is vulnerable to those small businesses because they're looking for that back door into the military facilities.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's a big one. So yeah, we're going to talk about it. And you mentioned CAMA. We're going to take a quick break. Stay with us, and Dave's going to give us a CAMA update and tell us what all that's about. But you're listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. It's just 9:14. We'll be right back. Well, thank you, Alan. Welcome back, everybody. Let's formally introduce our guest, Dave Jeffrey, who is the principal at JPM Prototype and Manufacturing. It's a local machining and manufacturing group. Dave, welcome back. It's been a while, but I'm glad you're we're here to talk about legislation and manufacturing and all good things.
Thanks, Jeff. It's always good to be on the show with you.
We're talking about cybersecurity, and I was taking note that his laptop here has got a piece of tape over the camera. So, yeah, well done, boss.
Thank you.
So, before the break, we were talking about CAMA. What is CAMA? Give us the scoop on that.
So CAMA is the Colorado Advanced Manufacturing Alliance Association, both names apply. And we are the state-run trade association for manufacturing here in Colorado. I've been given the opportunity the 1st of January here to be chairman of the board for CAMA. Not sure if that was a promotion or demotion.
I was going to say congratulations or condolences.
We're still trying to figure that one out, Jeff. but it's good. There's a lot of things that we're focusing on this year in CAMA that we really want to try to improve. Cybersecurity is certainly one of them that we're focusing on. And offering some discounts on insurances and getting your business set up with cyber verification and that, which is critically important for those that are in manufacturing, especially with military contracts.
Absolutely.
We're really trying to reach out and work with some of our partners, Manufacturing Edge, our sector partners, and trying to collaborate and work together to make some good things happen for manufacturing. In addition, we have some great events coming up.
Let's talk about that.
That'd be great.
Feed and Speed, you mentioned.
Yeah, so Feed and Speed is coming up. This is an event on February 13th, open to both members and non-members of CAMA. For CAMA members, it's free. For non-members, it's $95. The Feed and Speed is a play on manufacturing. We're always watching our feed and speeds for our cutters. So it's a little play on that, but it's also a feed. We're going to be feeding you lunch there. And we're going to be listening to, I'm going to probably get his name wrong, but we're going to give it a try here,
we
Jeff.
We have to practice that.
Alex Kozlowski, who is an economic analyst that is going to be coming into town. He is well known in the economic forum. And he's going to come and talk to us about where the economy is going, what to look for in the next year, in 2019. In particular, what a potential downturn that they're talking about in Q4 or Q1 of 2020 might look like for us, and how we can help our manufacturing partners really prepare for that. But it's open to everyone. It's on February 13th. If you're interested in joining us, you can register on the CAMA website. You can look that up. You can Google it. And it's also at coloradomanufacturing.org. And register. We'd love to see you there.
Sounds like a great event. Well, and this fits so well with the discussion, like you say, of downturns, and then the new legislative session and everything that's going on in the state of Colorado. You know, we talk about the economy is booming right now, and we were going to get to that a little bit later about workforce and things like that. But that's going to compound any potential downturn, things like that, with some of these new laws you were describing to me during the prep session this is going to have a profound impact on especially small business.
It is.
I hate that term, but it's business in
general.
Yes,
I know you do. It really is. So I have the opportunity also to serve on the Government Alliance, Government Affairs Committee at the Chamber in EDC. And we're looking at the number of laws on the bill. The legislative session is in force right now, and so we're looking at a number of those. And some of these are a little concerning for our smaller businesses that are really going to impact how we can do business. There's not a lot of bipartisan bills on the table right now. And so we're very concerned about what that might look like and how it might affect these businesses.
And talk specifically about the one you were talking about, equal pay, equal work. That's a good thing.
It is.
But it puts a lot of onus on the small businesses for reviews and documentation, because there was a 6-year that you mentioned that's a big thing.
Yeah, so this is Bill SB 19-85, Equal Pay for Equal Work, which I agree, Jeff. I think that's very important in our society. One of the challenges, however, the way this bill is written is it puts a great deal of onus on the employer as it gives the employee that feels like they're being treated unfairly the opportunity to take it directly to court. There's no mediation in there, and the employer will have the onus to foot that bill. The employer, I think, I'm not sure if I said that right. And in addition to that, the employer will have to go back and prove that for the past 2 years, they have been fairly treating this employee. And so it opens up a lot of opportunity for legal action that could be very costly for smaller businesses and very challenging for them. In addition, if they are found guilty, they will have to go back and back pay for 6 years.
So it's retroactive for 6 years.
Yes. So it could really, I certainly believe it's important and that we need to look at it. But this bill is so one-sided that it is going to make it difficult for our smaller business to succeed.
Well, and I think the takeaway for our listeners is, you know, for those smaller businesses, yes, you need to be having good documentation in your HR practices.
Yes.
Anyway, but now you really have to have strong employee reviews each year, documentation. You have to do all that paperwork in case something like this comes up. Because you're right, it is one-sided, and a lot of these bills are going to go through.
And the challenges for these smaller businesses is it's difficult enough just as a startup getting things moving. When you throw this type of thing into it, it just becomes overwhelming for these businesses to keep the doors open. We want to be a business-friendly state, a business-friendly city, and so we have to be careful about how some of these bills and legislations are written.
Very, very true. What else is on the legislative plate? I mean, you had some pretty scary things we were talking about during the prep. And you mentioned that you're part of the chamber and the legislative impact there. So you've really got your finger on the pulse of that.
Yes.
Which is good.
We do. There's the Right to Rest Act is coming up again. And that gives individuals the right to camp, if you will, wherever they want on public property. Certainly, we want to take care of those that are homeless and struggling. That's important. But we also want to take care of our businesses as well. And so this bill would allow them to literally camp in front of the door of a small business or a retail shop or someone that it would certainly affect their business if someone was camping in front of their door.
And you said we've only got, 2 weeks into the legislative
session?
We're
only 2 weeks into it. you're just being hit. It's incredible.
Wow. Yeah. And it's unfortunate that it has such impact on businesses. I mean, this doesn't help, as you mentioned, the state of business,
yes.
Starting new businesses. And then if people close their businesses, well, that's revenue lost to the taxes anyway. And it's a nasty spiral.
It is. It certainly is, Jeff. And, you know, certainly, you know, I'm coming from the side of a business owner, and I understand that. But I also want to make sure that we're, you know, being fair to everyone, including the business owner, so that we can keep vibrant, healthy businesses in our community open and thriving and employ people.
Well, and there it is, employment. You've got to have places to employ people, and if that dries up, you have a much larger problem.
You do, very much so.
Wow. So what else is CAMA, state of manufacturing?
So manufacturing is great right now. We're seeing a lot of wonderful things in the economy. That doesn't mean that we don't need to be concerned about this potential downturn that Alex will be telling us about in
yes.
Q4.
Yep.
We need to be prepared for that. But there's a lot of great opportunities out there in manufacturing right now that are really kind of exploding. And trying to help our manufacturers take advantage of those opportunities is going to be very important to us in CAMA.
Well, you mentioned, I think the last time you were on the program, about what you called onshoring. Are you continuing to see that trend where people are bringing manufacturing back into the U.S.?
We are, which is certainly a good trend. We want to see that continuing to go that way. Some of the tariffs are a little bit of a concern that we need to watch out for and kind of deal with at this time. So hopefully some of those laws will change soon.
Absolutely. Well, stay with us. We're going to come back. We're going to take a short break, and Dave Jeffrey will stay with us. We're going to talk about workforce. That's one of his favorites.
He
loves that. But we'll be talking about workforce and what that's going to be looking like for 2019. So stay with us. It is 9:27 on Friday morning. You're listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDU News Radio. We'll be right back. Well, thank you, Alan. Welcome back. We're having a great discussion with Dave Jeffrey of JPM, Prototype and Manufacturing, and also involved in CAMA. Now, before the break, well, first off, welcome back, Dave, for staying with us.
Thank you, Jeff.
We scare him off with all the cyber discussions. Before the break, we were talking about CAMA and what they were doing and their involvement with legislation coming in. And it kind of leads into the workforce discussion, and one of the things that really is impacting this that you mentioned in the break was this Family Leave Act. Give us a little more information. How's that going to impact business?
So in the past, there's been brought up in legislation a Family Leave Act, which would require an employer to give employees 6 weeks of paid time off to take care of a loved one, for maternity, for those type of needs, which in and of itself could be very difficult for our smaller businesses to be able to absorb that. There was a bill that was brought forth, HB 19-1058, this past week, which was a good compromise, and that suggests that an employee could contribute up to $5,000 of state pre-tax wages to a leave savings account. Then the employer could also make some matching contributions tax-free as well if he chooses to do so, allowing a employee to really save up for those events that happen in their life, which is a good thing. It still is a little bit of a challenge for some of our businesses in that they lose that skill set for 6 weeks, but it's a good compromise. Unfortunately, we're being told that it's dead on arrival because it's only been presented by one side and not bipartisan.
That's unfortunate.
It is very much unfortunate, as it could be something that would work for
It's an interesting
act.
It's like a health savings account, basically.
Yes.
It's a similar operation.
Very similar, yeah.
There's a lot of possibilities in that, because you're right. As a smaller business, if one of your employees goes away for, what did you say,
six weeks,
that's a big thing.
It is.
Very big thing.
It is.
And then that complicates the workforce discussion even more. We talk about how, because of the booming economy, it's hard to find workers, skilled workers, the right fit. How do you see the manufacturing sectors and CAMA's involvement with the workforce development?
Yeah, workforce has been and continues to be one of the highest priorities for CAMA and one of the highest challenges for our manufacturers. We're fortunate in our community here in Colorado Springs that our K-12 and our colleges are really understanding the importance of bringing the trades back into the schools and are doing a phenomenal job in doing that. The challenge is those students won't be coming out for a few years, and so exactly. they're not filling the current void that we have in workforce. So it's causing wages to go up, which is not a terrible thing unless we get into our downturn economy on the fourth quarter. Mm. We certainly don't like laying individuals off. But it makes it certainly challenging to not to be tempted to poach from one another and to go after someone else's employees. And that's something that we really try to preach at CAMA. Don't poach.
Do you see some of that going on?
Oh, sure we do.
I was just thinking, yeah.
And it's not just, it's not just manufacturing. It's across the board
yeah.
With an unemployment rate that's below 4%. It's certainly challenging to try to find and retain good qualified people when there's so many companies after them.
Do you find that because of the shortage, you're having to do a lot of training yourself? So you bring in an intern, I guess, for lack of a better term, and train the machining trades like your company?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff. So we are doing that's again another focus of CAMA. So we have a training program that's available through CAMA. That is discounted for CAMA members that you can subscribe into and be able to entrain some of your incumbent workers, help them become better skilled and higher skilled staff. And it's good for them. It's good for the company. And that's certainly one of the approaches that we're having to take right now is bring those unskilled people in and train them up, give them better jobs.
How long a process is that to train somebody? I've seen your operation and it's impressive.
Thank you.
That's not something you start in a week's effort.
It's not. I mean, we had to be careful about just putting an unskilled person on a $200,000 piece of equipment. But there are a lot of things that can be done in the interim. And it really is kind of skill dependent upon the individual and how fast they want to learn.
And that's a good point. Well, and that's a good filter, though, too, from a hiring process. You get a C early on without having to have all those skills. Are they going to be a good employee before you make that investment?
It is. And part of that continues to be some of those soft skills, showing up to work, showing up on time, calling if there is an emergency, those type of things.
Kind of employee 101.
It is.
When we talk about people... they don't have those skills but it's true. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that they just don't have much of the work ethic.
It's very true. And fortunately, again, our colleges and some of our K-12s have heard us loud and clear and are taking that to heart and really working on those soft skills. And we're seeing improvement in the city, which is really a fantastic thing.
And to that point, I actually had a meeting with the superintendent of District 11 here in Colorado Springs this week. I was really surprised at their interest. They're really trying to pull in the trades. They were interested in it from cybersecurity, from my own companies. But they're taking a very keen interest to build those skills, and not all kids have to go to a four-year university or something like that. So they're taking a keen interest. So I shout out to them. That was very well done.
It's great to see, and we really appreciate the support that we're getting in the community in regards to this matter.
Yeah, so very interesting.
It is.
Well, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up the CAMA discussion. Give us your perspective on manufacturing. I mean, we talk about fourth quarter downturn, but kind of where manufacturing is going. We'll wrap it up. But stay with us. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Dave Jeffrey of JPM Prototype and Manufacturing, one of the major manufacturing groups in the region. We're talking about CAMA and workforce and the state of manufacturing. You talked about it's hard to find workforce. That means business is good for you. Where's the general state of manufacturing in the region?
General state of manufacturing in the region is fantastic, Jeff. We're seeing a lot of really great contracts come in. We're seeing businesses keeping things moving, getting product out the door. So there's a lot of great opportunities that are happening within the region. It makes it difficult, again, on the workforce side, which we just talked about. But certainly there are worse problems that one could have. So we're grateful for the work that's coming in right now.
What's your biggest handicap right now in trying to meet those orders?
So we have a couple of handicaps right now. As we talked about, again, our workforce is a huge handicap and trying to get the people in that are skilled enough to do the work we need them to do. The other one is heat treating for our state. We've had heat treating leave from our state, and so that's one of the things that we're also doing on CAMA. Is we're working with heat treaters and also working with sector partners to try to find a solution for this. Next Tuesday, we're going to meet with one up in Denver to look at how we can alleviate this concern and problems for our manufacturers and be able to continue to help them be successful manufacturers.
You know, I always talk on this program about, you know, encouraging entrepreneurship and things like that, but I always say, find a need and fill it. And that's where a company is successful. So here's a takeaway for somebody. It's like, there's a need. Somebody step in and set up heat treating.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a huge need right now.
Now, I don't know anything about heat treating, but it's like, we have to talk
about
that.
But it is necessary and needed. It's a great opportunity right now.
Well, and part of the other handicap we were talking about earlier is the legislation. Businesses need to reach out to their legislators. How do they get in contact with them? We need to make our voices known about some of these bills because it has a severe impact on businesses. Any thoughts, pearls? How do people, other than call them up and yell at them?
Absolutely. Get involved. I have learned from firsthand experience that our legislators, our representatives, are there to help the districts that they have stewardship over. An opportunity just a couple of weeks ago to work with Representative Terry Carver on the tax bill and the sales tax bill, and she was a champion for us. She worked hard. We pulled in State Senator Bob Gardner on this as well, and the chamber and EDC, and together we were able to push. The timeline for the start of this back several months, and the State Department of Revenue is really taking a look at this. So our representatives are there to help us. They're sincere about it.
So another takeaway there is get a hold of your legislators. Talk to them. Make your voice known, especially about some of these bills. You know, and first off is go onto those websites and look at what bills are out there.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people... They say, well, you know, I'm complaining about things, but they don't even know what the bills are that are before the legislature.
Yeah, and there are a lot of them coming right now. Again, we're in our legislative session right now, and there are a lot coming out. So take a look and see what's out there and give your opinion. Get a hold of your representatives.
Yeah, because as you said earlier, it's a little one-sided. So you
very much so.
Stay tuned. Yeah, going to be interesting. Well, let's talk one last time as we start to wrap up. About the upcoming events for CAMA. This is going to be great to have the economists come in and talk about that. Kind of give us a rundown on that.
It is. Again, this is Wednesday, February 13th. This is going to be up in Longmont at the Oak Room at Oscar Blues Brewery. And we're going to have Alex Kosvitsky in, who is an economist, to talk about where our economy is going. This isn't just about manufacturing. This is about business in general and what we need to do to prepare for what potentially could be a fourth quarter downturn in the economy. We don't want to use the nasty R word, but that certainly is a possibility as well. And so we want to take a look at that.
Well, you triggered a thought when you were talking about CAMA and manufacturing. You said there were 600 and some in the region. But it's not just machining or things like that. You mentioned manufacturing is virtually any goods produced.
It is.
You mentioned a brewery.
That's right. It's our textiles. It's our breweries. It's our machine shops. It's anyone that manufactures any goods. And so there are a lot in our region, as you pointed out, over 600. And almost all thriving. If they're not thriving, it's probably a reason for it.
Yeah, it's probably not good. But that's interesting. So, and the reason I say this is CAMA represents all of those. So you don't have to be
that's correct.
Cutting metal or doing things like that. This is a general trade association for production of everything.
It and is.
It brings expertise. So you also have, areas of expertise that you can bring people in. And like you say, with finance or other things, if a company is having problems... you have those subject matter experts.
We do, and we're doing those on a regular basis. We also have events, you know, where we have B2B events, networking events that are just tremendous to be able to network with others in the industry and like industry, and there's a lot of good opportunities within the trade organization.
That's great to hear. So give us contact information on CAMA again. How do they get a hold of you?
Again, if you want to get a hold of myself or CAMA, you can go to our website, coloradomanufacturing.org, or just look up CAMA, Google it, and you'll be able to see what comes up for that, and contact us. The membership fee is very minimal, and there's a lot of good that comes from it to help in your manufacturing business.
Well, and it's a very good point that I'm glad you brought up was, like I said, this is not a sheet metal, you know, organization or something like that.
Right.
It's everybody. So that has great reach for businesses in general.
It does.
So great.
Yeah,
we'd
love to see you at the Speed and Feed and learn more about what's coming up in the economy.
Fill the place up.
Yes, please.
Any other pearls of wisdom as we finish things up, Dave? First off, thank you for being on the program. It's always great to have the discussion with you. It's great.
Well, thank you, Jeff. There's just so many great things that are going on, and we talked about in the middle of the program that we'd like to talk about in the future, and some great things happening within our community and within the state, and it's a good time to be in manufacturing.
I think so, especially if you want to be a heat treater.
That's true.
Well, that's going to wrap us up for today. Again, Dave, thank you very much for joining. It's always good to have you on. We're going to have a couple of more programs. You brought up some more ideas about, you know, where everybody's at in manufacturing. We're going to be following that up because it's a good indicator of the economy in the region. So
it is.
Stay with us. But you've been listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will see you next Friday.